Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Tuesday morning, February 18th, day after President's Day. Now three big things.
Three.
Boy Scouts file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, facing a wave of sex abuse cases.
Two.
City Council will discuss plans for the former Clapp Golf Course site in southeast Wichita.
One.
Basketball, Kansas 91, Iowa State 71. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We got a traffic slowdown, just some really heavy traffic. Watch out, eastbound Kellogg. This starts around West Street, so eastbound Kellogg around West Street. Some pretty heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 46 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 27. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 40. Now a cloudy sky, 32 degrees, an off wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. It's been 32 degrees now for about the past 3 hours. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jacks and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jacks their destination. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. Walmart is reporting disappointing fourth quarter profits and sales. Highly unusual, the nation's largest retailer says. Sales at its U.S. stores heading into the holiday season were weaker than expected. It also said that social unrest in Chile hurt its business. The company is reporting strong sales in grocery, helped by its expanded online delivery services. That helped to push same-store sales up 1.9% in the quarter. The company also reported that e-commerce sales rose 35%, but that's a slower pace than the 41% in the previous quarter. The results come as Walmart and Amazon are locked in an arms race to bring packages faster and faster to customers' homes. Stock markets closed for President's Day yesterday. Major stock indexes finished with their second straight weekly gain on Wall Street last Friday. For the week, the S&P rose 52 points. The Dow gained 295 points, and the NASDAQ climbed 210 points. Again, that was for the week. Citgo says a fire at one of its refineries in Corpus Christi, Texas, has been extinguished and that no one was injured. The petroleum company says the fire began shortly after 8:30 a.m. Monday and was out shortly before 11 a.m. with no threat to the surrounding community. Citgo says fire began in a pipeline owned by a third party but did not identify the owner. Another fire, a refinery fire, in Texas, Ted. The decision by Spirit Airlines to move its operations control center from South Florida to just outside Nashville, Tennessee, came after recent hurricanes forced the low-cost carrier to temporarily move some stuff during storms. The operations control center handles flight dispatch, crew scheduling, maintenance control, aircraft routing, air traffic control coordination, and other aspects of the business, which has nearly 150 planes with plans to expand to 300 planes over the next 5 years, and they're moving it all from Miami up to Tennessee because they want to get away from the hurricanes. Got a lot of stuff going on at that center that I just described.
Yes. Of course, it's always Spirit's always the butt of punchline jokes.
No. Spirit.
As one of the bottom-rated airlines.
Yeah.
But it's cheap.
It is cheap. 7:50 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And looking for an update on the 737 MAX this morning with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Speaking of cheap, good morning.
Morning, Steve. Good morning, Ted. Airlines are extending their Boeing 737 MAX cancellations. While the Boeing company is targeting a mid-year return for the aircraft, United Airlines and American pushed back their return dates for their 737 MAX fleets. United says it won't use the aircraft until September 4th. American says August 18th. Delta has also delayed through August 10th. Growth for Wichita's largest real estate company, J.P. Weigand & Sons, expanding its brand to Hutchinson It'll add as many as 7 agents in its new office. Hutchinson Remax Royal team will join Wygant. It's not an acquisition since Remax Royal is a franchise of the National Remax parent company in Denver. Wygant is also building new Wichita offices, one near Kate at 96 and Ridge, the other on 13th Street near the waterfront. And H.M. Dunn Aerosystems going all in on Wichita, the aerospace company betting that Wichita will be the best place to meet growing customer demand. CEO Phil Anderson says after consolidating a plant in St. Louis and bringing the work to Wichita, it's making the same move with its Fort Worth operations. The company will build a new 12,000-square-foot building at its plant near K42 and 119th Street West. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I'm sure, Bill, you've heard this morning about the Boy Scouts filing for bankruptcy.
Yes.
And that's a terrible thing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I was a Boy Scout for a time when I was a youth. Were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout, made it all the way to Star.
You did?
Not complete.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. See, I was a tenderfoot. Is that good? No, that's...
Tenderfoot's good. At least you were there anyway.
I think I got one, maybe one higher than that. Anyway, it wasn't in very long. But I did learn some valuable things, like I learned how to tie certain knots, which I've forgotten how to do now. But I've forgotten all that over the years. But I just remember a five-mile hike we did in Dodge City, Kansas. Went down along the Arkansas River there and southwest of Dodge, and the idea was we're going to work on our merit badges. Mine was sharpening an axe, and we were going to learn how to build a fire. Okay, so I'm, 10 years old, and my brother Mike and I were going along with this, and we decided, all right, you go get these little twigs together and you do all this and that, and they're instructing us. And well, sure enough, when the scoutmaster's back was turned, the scoutmaster's son pulls out his own fire maker, a Jiffy peanut butter jar full of gasoline.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I'm not recommending this for anybody.
Wow.
But,
no way.
I'll tell you what, when that fireball went up about 50 feet in the air, the scoutmaster found out about it. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
See, I do so many great things, man. It's a great program, and I'm sorry to see all this happen.
Oh, it is. I'd use things today. Use things that I learned in Scouts, and I don't even think of them.
How about be prepared?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes, great
you bet.
Mottos and so forth. All right, the Scouts. This is National Battery Day. You know, how much do we depend on batteries? Quite a bit. You know, if you got a flashlight, sometimes a radio, a watch. I've got a new Fitbit here.
What about the TV remote?
That's the big TV remote.
You bet.
Yep. So who? And we're talking about this with somebody the other day. Who was a TV remote in your house when you were growing up, Bill?
Who had it?
No, who was?
Who was? Yeah, exactly. It was me because I was laying down on the floor.
Yeah.
Getting up there, changing it from one of the four channels or turning it up and turning it down.
Yeah, there you go. That was before we had what are called remotes. And in my house, it was my younger brother, Jerry, who was our remote. Ted, who got the duty in your house?
It was me.
Really?
Yeah.
But you were the oldest.
Probably I was the only one there.
Oh, okay.
Probably the only one that could count.
There you go.
when it came time for sports, my dad's 3. Yeah, go to 10.
Yep.
All right, go to 12. All right, go back to 3. Yeah. I'm sitting there doing it. Yeah. I was the remote.
Yeah. So that's where you learned about
radio. Numbers. Yeah.
Numbers. There's value in every situation, right?
You bet.
Okay.
Learning opportunities.
Learning opportunities. We look for them every day. Thank you, guys. It's 7:55. Steve and Ted, stay with us. Yeah, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted in the morning. We're going to have some more information on the Boy Scouts filing for bankruptcy. Ted's going to have sports coming up, right, Ted?
Sure. We'll take a look at the action last night for the Kansas men's basketball team. We'll hear from Coach Self, get highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, right?
8:35 this morning. We'll get you entertainment news on this Tuesday.
Yeah, traffic and weather on this day after President's Day going back to work. That's all in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.